JR, you've taught high-level military. You teach now leadership, and I'm really glad that you can be with us today as we talk about what the president actually communicated when it comes to his address and what he said on Tuesday night. Let me just read one thing, if I can, then I want you to take and put this together for us, if you could, JR. He said this, quote, "As part of our defense, we must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it, but making it so strong and powerful that it will deter any acts of aggression. Perhaps someday in the future, there will be a magical moment when the countries of the world will get together to eliminate their nuclear weapons. But unfortunately, we are not there yet," end quote. JR, put these things together that the president said, because as I look at this, he indicated, I guess what we'd talked about earlier, a major change in strategy, a change in priorities, a change in purpose. And I'd like you to kind of pull these apart as we look at it. First of all, go here first, JR McGee. The comment relative to rebuilding the military and how it reflects a change of strategy. What will this change of strategy, evidenced by the president, mean to the United States and to the enemies of freedom around the world?
Well, Sam, first, let me thank you for being on your show again. It's always a privilege and an honor to be with you and your listeners. And if I could, just before I get into that, let me say, earlier in my career, I was program manager of several different intelligence collection programs. I am extremely familiar with this environment, and your previous guest is exactly right. Not only would I have been thrown in jail if I'd have done some of this, if I'd have died in jail, they wouldn't have let them bury my body. They would have kept my body in jail. That's how bad this is. But now, in terms of President Trump's State of the Union speech, I thought it was a very strong speech. Whether it's business, your churches, or even missions work, a vision or strategy is really seeing what you can achieve with your organization and where you want to go. For the military, it's slightly different. Developing a good strategy is visualizing what's the worst-case scenario that your adversary may implement or use against you. And then you develop both countermeasures to that and superior capabilities that ensure you can achieve victory. The ultimate goal is to protect the American people. There's a real failure mode in military strategy, and that is oftentimes we develop strategies to fight the last battle instead of developing strategy that anticipates the battle the adversary is planning for you in the future. And I think, you know, to be very honest, Secretary Mattis, I believe, is certainly the smartest Secretary of Defense in my lifetime, and he may be the smartest Secretary of Defense ever. He's implemented a national defense strategy as opposed to what we've had previously, which was the Quadrennial Defense Review. And it's made a major transition. In the from the last 10 years, we've gone from the exercise of what's called soft power, leading from behind. Here's a quote from the 2010 National Security Strategy. "We need to accept and manage." I'm sorry, but that doesn't sound like protection to me. This new National Defense Strategy, here's the focus. It's very clear, very specific, very determined. Compete, deter, win. Now, here's my words. Protect and project. Protect the American people and project American influence around the world. Assure our allies that we can help defend them and ensure our adversaries know that we will go anywhere, do anything, accept any cost to defend freedom and defend innocent people. Now, you know, here's the thing. Russia and Iran are instigating a lot of unrest in the Middle East. China's building and militarizing islands in the South China Sea. They're developing hypervelocity missiles, and China is significantly upgrading their navy. Russia is updating their nuclear ICBMs, in particular their newest, which is the RS-28 Sarmat. NATO codename Satan II. Now, when I tell people that Satan is going to visit destruction on America, I actually have science and facts to back that up. They call it the ICBM the Satan II. We need desperately to redesign and modernize our nuclear stockpile. The average age on an unclassified level, the average age of individual nukes is 25 years or longer. Now, there's been an outstanding job done by our teams at Sandia Labs and the Lawrence Livermore Labs to maintain and modernize these as best they can without testing. We haven't tested them since a long time. I don't know if I can say the date, but a long time. They're way past due to be redesigned for robustness and increased safety and reliability.